KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Full house.
We're heading over to North Dakota here in a little bit.
But we are, but first
we got to go
news.
To Esteline.
I got big news.
Going to Esteline
big
first
news.
Here.
Okay, Esteline first. We got the Glacial Lakes Walleyes Unlimited meeting tonight at 7 o'clock.
Ooh, Neil.
Yours truly is speaking, so... It'll be.
What are you talking about?
Riveting.
Also, just to let you know,
I will know at 6:57 tonight.
Oh,
actually, we're going to be talking about some of the things going on in Northeast South Dakota, some of the trends we're seeing, the lakes,
more,
what's good, what's bad,
how
and
high
river
the water
report.
Is.
More news is Neil's grandma's having a baby.
No, I don't know. Josh Weiss stopped me in here on the way to the studio this morning.
Yeah.
He said the ratings are in.
The ratings?
We are number one in our time slot for outdoor radio in Watertown, South Dakota.
We are the only one.
Number one. It's 7:40 in the morning. There's nowhere else to listen but right here.
Speaking of North Dakota, I know we're heading up there. Did anybody read that? I understand that walleye that was caught up there is not a record.
He foul hooked it.
That I understand. He didn't get it in the. He didn't get her in the mouth. So it's not considered. It's considered a catch, but not a record.
I chose not to have many questions in my mind when I saw the picture the first time, but the water in the background looked like, how could a fish ever see a bait? That water was chocolate
milk.
Well, I know Tony. We could get him on here. He'd talk to us.
He would.
I bet he'd have something to say about that.
Beautiful fish.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my word.
Then there's Johnny Candle says he'll see us at Shields this weekend. Johnny, I'm looking forward to it.
And that is Shields Outdoor Expo.
Shields Outdoor Expo is going to be Saturday and Sunday. I think Johnny's giving a seminar for doing some fishing. If you want to hear anybody talk about fishing, you want to hear
in
Johnny
the tent?
Candle.
Really? Is he going to be in the tent?
They've kind of changed that up. They're going to have water skiers out front. The fishermen are up in the fishing shop, and Johnny will probably be back in the training room.
Water skiers?
They got the water skiing shows. The guys that do, I don't know. Last year, a guy did a couple somersaults, fell down, hit his noggin, show over.
After that, Neil said, I'm not doing that again.
And they said, Neil, you want to give it a try?
I'm stick to fishing.
Neil says, I'm sticking to fishing. I'm going to go talk about fishing next year. This water skiing stuff's got to go.
Yeah.
They'll be sharing a lot of information. A few years ago, I was down there for that show, and Johnny Candle is fantastic to stop in and just chat about products from Berkeley and other products that Shields handles.
The Berkeley trailer will be there.
Thanks, Johnny.
And if you say the magic word, Neil's going to buy lunch for you.
And actually, I heard Johnny Candle might know a thing or two about a thing or two on Devil's Lake.
About a thing or two?
So you maybe should talk to him about that.
He'll tell you how to get there, right? Yeah.
Good GPS. Morning, Shar. We had the shout out for the league, the Glacial Lakes League tonight.
Yep.
Also, so
see you tonight at 7.
Now we head.
And are they going to Dry? No, where are they going?
I don't know.
Glacial Lakes Walleyes Unlimited.
Yeah.
It's at the Esteline Legion Club.
No, I thought
Esteline Legion Club's pretty. Esteline's pretty famous.
It's the epicenter of walleye fishing in South Dakota at the current moment.
A home of Thomas Larson and Jared Fredericks.
Well, there you go. No wonder why everybody wants to go there.
Yes, especially the Legion.
And especially if Neil's going to show up and do some water skiing tricks there tonight, too.
That's right. I can show my water skiing prowess, no problem.
We're going to head to North Dakota. We have Cody Roswick live and on the road. The Cody Roswick Road Show
the
is
Road
with
Show.
Us. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, everybody.
What mile marker are you on, Cody?
Oh,
298.
Well, it depends where he's like going to.
Well, he's somewhere between Valley City, North Dakota, and Fargo. So, thank you for joining us, Cody. We have a lot to chat about here this morning. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing nowadays in North Dakota, back home in your home country. Lots of things going on. Fin hunters. I get to see a lot of cool things on Facebook about fin hunters.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a guide service here in the Dakotas. I fish all over eastern North Dakota, a little bit in northeast South Dakota. I primarily fish up at Devil's Lake and Stump Lake, but I'm pretty mobile. I take people all over eastern North Dakota. We've got a lot of good small lakes that are really ramping up right now. Obviously, Lake Sakakawea's got an all-time high for their walleye population. So we got some tremendous fishing out here. And, yeah, I guide full-time summer and winter. And along with that, I help out the guys at the AIM Walleye Series and do some work with Northland Tackle as well. So I stay pretty busy, and but fishing's my game. That's what I've done for a lot of years.
We're going to get to some of the items that AIM is known for, Anglers Insight Marketing. But you know, I've been seeing a lot of chatter about some products with Northland, and what's one or two of the main products that people are excited about this year?
Well, I would say far and above, being it's jig season, the early season here, Northland came out with our new long shank fireballs in both the round ball fireballs and the stand-up fireballs. And that long shank is a perfect jig for large minnows like a spot tail shiner or a creek chub. And then it works well with artificials too, little paddle tail minnows, like a 4-inch minnow type shape. That long shank, getting that hook a little bit further back, is something that really helps your hooking percentage, and a nice addition to the lineup with Northland. That they're the long shank fireballs.
They actually caught my attention. I had to run down to the running store the other day, and they're in the big old bulk section. There they sat. I'm like, whoa, those are beauties. I'm going to have just a few of those.
They're sharp. You put your hand in, you get six.
You get six of them, yeah. And I did that, Randy, and I ended up with 2 dozen of them in my hand.
For Randy,
I don't know how that happened.
Them, that's one per finger.
Limit.
So, you know, Northland has always been out there for so many years. The Petersons have and their crew of true professionals have come up
with. Nice.
They have. They kind of put those things together up there in your part of the country, Randy, yeah. Where you came from.
Henry.
No, wrong part of the country.
Randy doesn't claim Henry every day.
I thought I'd have noticed that
Central,
one over there.
North Central Minnesota. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I feel better now.
What else is happening in the world of Northland, Cody?
Oh, we launched some new colors of our little butterfly blade spinners this year. We've got a unique jig for large swim baits called a weed wedge. That's pretty unique. It's basically a big weighted hook made for big swim baits. So yeah, we've always got something new. Those butterfly blades were new last year, and we just added some colors to them. Great little spinner. It spins a little bit slower when you need to go a little bit slower, but it also works real well at high speed. And it's just a unique little spinner. Got a little bit different vibration than a regular spinner blade, and the fish like them. And that's the number one thing when it comes to fishing tackle. If the fish like them and you catch a few fish on them, people are going to buy more.
This weed wedge deal for swim baits, is that designed for the 4, 5, 6 inch swim baits, or can we use these on those impulse 3.5 inch or 3 inchers?
You could use them on a 3 inch bait, but they're made for the bigger swim baits. Like 4 to 6 inch swim baits is kind of where they would be utilized the best. I think on a smaller baits, you're better off with a long shank jig of sorts, like a slurp jig. Yep. But the weed wedge is something for those bigger baits, bigger fish.
Yep, got me thinking, because that season's just around the corner. I mean, we keep up with this warm weather, and these swim baits are gonna, these plastics,
they're gonna explode here very shortly.
I love throwing those things. They're so versatile, and they actually stay out of the weeds a lot better than a crankbait.
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it's such a versatile little bait, and it's my favorite way to fish, and we're just on the verge of some really good casting all over the Dakotas and western Minnesota. So, the best is yet to come.
That impulse, that Fire Tiger impulse paddle tail has turned into one of my, I don't without one of those anymore. There's something about it. A part of it is maybe a lot of people aren't using it, and I don't know. Some days on Devil's Lake, some days around here, they won't touch a crankbait. If I see something follow up, I'll come back with one of those, and sometimes it has to be either the white one or the chartreuse one, but that has got to be.
The Fire Tiger is by far my favorite.
Oh, absolutely. That is a honey, and they can be a little challenging getting straight on that hook, on that long shank jig hook, but once you get them hooked up correct, they're
A little challenging.
They're a money bait. They are money.
Neil went through.
You see me put them on like a.
That's why Neil buys 15.
I can't get
my number 15.
Well, when you turn 50 years old, you're going to have a challenge putting them on.
I can't see them. I shake a lot. I'm getting too old for this game.
And then he puts his glasses on.
Yeah, I forget my glasses half the time.
It's good, Cody, to catch up on some of these newer baits and kind of, you know, what's happening in the walleye industry. Our listeners love to hear about new things coming up, and you're right, about the stuff that's actually working makes a big difference.
There's a lot of new tackle.
Oh, you bet.
But the stuff that works is hard to find.
Yeah. Usually I bite on it at the tackle store.
Yeah. Catches a lot of fishermen, a few fish.
Yeah.
Don't forget the classics, you know, mimic minnows and those little 3-inch boot tails. That Northland paddle minnow is kind of my go-to bait all spring. It's something that's big enough to catch big fish, but you can always neck it down or take a little bit off if you need to make a little smaller profile.
Yeah, you can bite off the head of that thing and shorten it up pretty quickly. Now you're talking, when you call the boot tail, you mean that one that impulse that comes four in a pack, right?
Yeah, there's the paddle shad and the paddle minnow, and okay. There's a couple different options there if you like a smaller, more slender bait, that paddle minnow is the way to go. And then if you want something a little bit bigger, a little bit bulkier, the paddle shad.
So, okay.
You might think you're tough.
Both great options.
You might think you're tough biting the heads off them little mimic minnows or them little paddle tails. Ricky Baumgartner bite them off a crick chub and ball it. Just to shorten up the crick chub.
Neil did it with the hook in it. That was real troublesome.
I just saw Larry Smith's show over the weekend. He was up at Lake Superior and well, they had all these smelt in the net.
Oh!
What do you got to do, Larry?
Ah!
And then he chowed it down.
Dude. He did?
Oh, yeah. He chomped that thing right down.
Ricky cheats. He spits it back out, but he will chew it off.
He just grind it up with what he's got left for teeth and then spit it out, right?
Oh, gosh.
If you're listening, Ricky, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We should apologize ahead of time every show for him.
Well, and Cody's right. I mean, we forget about the mimic minnow, but that's the one that's disappeared, especially this time of the year. Mm-hmm. Completely disappeared off the shelves here and around Watertown in these lakes. It's the
most versatile bait there is in South Dakota.
It is
right now.
The wader guys, the shore guys, the kids. I mean, everybody can throw it.
Yeah, I fought using them for a long time because they seemed too simple, and that's probably their beauty. They're really simple.
Like my buddy Paul says, I'm not sticking my hand in that cold minnow bucket.
They work. They're everywhere. Everybody's throwing them. You go to any lake, half the guys are throwing mimic minnows every day.
Yeah. All right, Cody. Thank you for the Northland update. Here in the last 5 minutes, though, AIM, Angler's Insight Marketing, what I would call, everybody will know, as the catch, record, release circuit. Cody has been involved with it for quite a few years, and now... refresh us on what you're doing with them currently, Cody.
Oh, I'm just helping the AIM organization. I'm helping them with their sponsors, making sure that our sponsors are getting what they need, and watching the books for them. I went out and helped with the first event of the year, and things are off to a good start. Minnesota and Wisconsin events are filling up. We need a few more anglers in North Dakota, but it's coming along. We had, I think we had like 20, 25 new teams at the event on Skokwea last weekend on Sunday. In fact, the top three teams were brand new to the AIM Walleye Series, and they enjoyed it. And, boy, they caught some nice fish out there in Newtown.
Oh, did they really? Did they have to travel up to moving water, or were they out in the lake?
Well, they're out in the lake. It's, you know, that's the northern region of the lake up there. It's, you know, it's not quite as wide. It's kind of the headwaters of Lake Skokwea, and that area warms up faster than the rest of the lake. And they were, I think the majority of the guys were fishing west of Newtown, up the system a little ways. But the, they caught numbers of fish, and the winning weight was 38 pounds with five fish. So a really, really big bag. These guys were pitching, jigs and plastics and jigs and minnows up in 1 to 3 feet of water. So, you know, extracting those big fish from that shallow water, that had to been fun. I talked to the winners, and they said they explained it as epic fishing, the best day on the water either of them have ever had.
Oh, my word. Isn't that fun to get on a...
38 pounds? Neil can't do that in June. 30.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't do that in 2018.
Yeah, I helped with the weigh-in. They had their smallest fish that was measured on their scorecard was, I think, 24 3/4 inches.
Wow.
So those are, and I think their biggest was 28 something. So they had some really, really big fish.
And the cool part is every one of them went right back in the drink.
Yeah. Right in them foul hooked.
Every one of
the controversy
them.
In North Dakota.
No, yeah, they weren't foul hooked. No.
Well, and Randy. No. Randy said it. Every one of them is still swimming in Lake Skokwea.
That's the beauty of it, right?
Because
there.
When they're coming out of this cold, shallow water, they are spunky and they're ready to go back.
And
there's no fish dying.
That's why people are breaking records now in the walleye world, because people are doing more catch and release and getting these bigger ones, and they're getting larger. And that's where this record will just keep getting broke, as long as you catch them in the mouth, right, Neil? Mm-hmm.
Got to catch them in the mouth, otherwise you don't break the record, I hear.
That would really hurt, wouldn't it?
That's the word on Facebook.
Hey, you know what? The what I thought is the guy was at least honest.
Oh yeah, Tony's a good guy. He's not
just a
anybody.
Great guy, you know. Yeah. Gonna be honest, and yep, this is how it was caught.
Yeah.
Between the three of us and the four people listening, if I'd have caught that, it'd be on my wall too. Regardless, if I caught it in the dorsal fin.
Exactly.
That's a nice fish.
It could have jumped in my boat and I kept it.
Yep. And next year the story would have changed on how good a job I did catching it.
Oh, yeah. The story has to change.
Absolutely. Well, I would have caught it on 4-pound test line, you know.
I'd been there 10 days in a row and it finally hit.
It on my last minnow and the minnow was dead and
the last one on him. The last one that I bit off. Got the hook stuck in my own lip.
Yeah.
Right. I had it on 4-pound test that was 15 years old in the sun.
Landed it with a minnow net.
Yeah.
It'd have been ugly.
It would have been a good story.
Cody, sorry to cut you off on this AIM discussion.
We tend to run off the rails.
Yeah, we derail about every 5 minutes here.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the right personalities to derail. Oh, boy. So,
no problem.
We've got the number one tournament in the North Dakota division. That's off and running, and they're heading, Lake Audubon?
Yes, they're headed to Lake Audubon next. It's I think it's June 16th. The AIM Walleye Series runs their tournaments on Sunday, and what it does, it helps the working guy have enough time to pre-fish, say, on a Friday night and Saturday, and then fish a tournament on Sunday. And it's a series. It's a circuit run in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and it's great for the working guy. It's inexpensive to fish in regards to fishing tournaments. It's a $300 entry fee, and it's made for the working guy. And it's a good format. It's a great group of guys. You're bound to meet some good friends and learn some bodies of water that you maybe haven't been to before. And you can find all the information on it at aimfishing.com. And feel free to give myself a call or our new tournament director, Jeremy Olson, in North Dakota. Denny Fox runs the Minnesota-Wisconsin events, and Jeremy Olson, he's from Washburn, North Dakota. He's running our events in North Dakota. So feel free to reach out to any one of us to learn more about the AIM Walleye Series. And, yeah, we'd love to have you, especially we got to grow some numbers in North Dakota, because if we can get some good participation, then the prize money always goes up, and that's what everybody likes. They like to be able to compete for a substantial purse, have a good time, and learn. I don't care if you're a weekend angler or a hardcore tournament angler, a fishing guide, you're always learning. And being with like-minded outdoorsmen, you're bound to meet some good friends and learn a lot about fishing.
I may be time right now to also just let everyone know that that's a, Cody, is that an angler-owned company?
It is. Angler Insight Marketing is owned by a conglomerate of over 100 anglers, and their goal was to build some fishing tournaments and a circuit that is conducive not only for the owners but for the general public. And we all, you know, some of the hurdles that people have had is these catch and kill tournaments, and the catch record release is very conservation minded, and I think it's the future of fishing tournaments. I really believe it's good for the resource to be able to return those fish to their body of water and try to do it as quickly as possible. And we've come up with a format to do that. It works really well.
Well, Cody, it's been good. We slowed you down a little bit here this morning on your travels, but we sure appreciate it. And thank you for filling us in on what's new in Northland Tackle, what's new in Fin Hunters, Catch Fin Hunters, Fin Hunters Guide Service, Cody Roswick, Eastern North Dakota. Facebook, you can catch him there. You can call his cell phone number, 701. You're going to have to help me with the last four digits,
701-840-5407.
Yeah. All
righty. Yeah. I encourage anybody to give me a shout. We'll do some fishing this summer. I'll get you on a good bite.
He'll hook you up, and he'll talk duck hunting, too, in the fall if you need to. All righty. Over and out, Cody Roswick. Thank you very much for On the Water, In the Air, everyone. We're going to send this over to Randy Grimes.